After a short pause for the election and the holidays, the perpetual money machine of congressional politics is back in motion. The first order of business, hitting up political action committees in Washington to pay off last year's campaign debts. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Congress is back in town. It's time to make laws and raise money.
Hi. So nice to meet you. Welcome.
This is a debt retirement party, a debt burner, some people call it, for two new Democratic congressmen from Pennsylvania. Patrick Murphy is an Iraq war veteran who beat a Republican incumbent.
It was personal for me. I lost 19 of my colleagues in Iraq from the 82nd Airborne Division. So I didn't want to ask any questions on November 8th, the day after, and say to myself, well, what if we did this or what if we did that? I said, let's go for it.
Going for it put Murphy in office, but that final push ran up a debt of $140,000. So on this night, in a striped tie and crisp blue suit, Murphy is working a small crowd of political pros and lobbyists. The hosts, a celebrity couple among D.C. Democrats, Tony and Heather Podesta. Tony is a top-tier lobbyist. Heather is a rising star.
She just started her own new lobbying firm. She's gotten more business in the last month than I have. So I'm a little nervous about this, but she's also much better looking than I am.
And talented.
The Podestas like to hold fundraisers at home. They've filled their townhouse with modern art. But nobody here paid $500 or $1,000 to look at art. They've zeroed in on Murphy and on the other debt-carrying freshman from Pennsylvania, Jason Altmaier.
It's going to probably pay off our entire debt, what we have remaining, and then everything else we will allocate to the 2008 campaign.
In all, three-quarters of the newly elected House Democrats have campaign debt. Perhaps the most extreme example, Joe Donnelly of Indiana. He's inviting donors to contribute for his 2008 campaign, his 2006 debt, or his campaign debt from 2004 when he first ran and lost. But why would any donor want to pay for last year's contest, let alone 2004?
It's often called kiss and make up money.
Paul Hernson heads the Center on American Politics and Citizenship at the University of Maryland. He explains the dynamic. The new members now have committee assignments, and lobbyists who work those committees need to make friends fast.
Donors know they're making a sure bet. The person who they're giving the money to has been elected and will have some impact on the policymaking process.
But it's all good. Tony Podesta says there's no sense of guilt, shame, hypocrisy, any of that.
We believe in redemption. If you come late or early, it's you're as welcome in our pews.
And in the Republican pews as well. GOP consultant Tom Hammond is putting together a debt burner for freshman Bill Sally of Idaho. He's got about $200,000 in debt to deal with. Hammond says all of the debt-carrying freshmen are under a deadline.
You're probably looking at anywhere from 3 to 6 months, say roughly between now and the end of June, where folks will actually consider contributing to debt.
And after that, it's time to raise money for 2008. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.